bit creepy. But it seems that many of us have a desire to scare ourselves, whether at the cinema, on TV, or by visiting creepy immersive experiences. But if you are blind or partially sighted, does that mean you're left out of these exciting attractions? Well, that may be the case at some places, but the Edinburgh Dungeon is currently piloting a new take on the traditional theatre touch tours that many visually impaired people will be familiar with. What is the Edinburgh Dungeon? I hear you scream. Here's manager Lindsay Hebert.
So the Edinburgh Dungeons has been in Edinburgh for, it'll be 20 years next year. We are an underground immersive attraction which tells Scottish history, but the darker side of Scottish history. So Edinburgh is full of quite twisted, dark tales. It's got a wonderful history dealing with witchcraft, the plague. We've got bodies being sold to medical schools with Birkin hair. We've got our cannibal, Sawney Bean. And we also do things like put you on boat rides. We've got drop rides. And it's also quite interactive. We always get our guests involved in what we're doing. So we don't just tell you about that point in history. We put you in the middle of it, and you don't just meet someone who gives you a bit of a background, you actually meet a character from back there. So we have judges, foul clangers, witch prickers, we've got storyteller who tells you all about Mary, Queen of Scots. When you come in, it's quite a rich experience. Because we think it's so important that everybody who wants to come to the dungeon has the opportunity to. So I actually have quite a long background in theatre. I trained to be an actor and I also worked in a theatre for 15 years. And touch tours was something that we offered before performances in theatres. So I thought it was something that we could integrate into the programme we have here at the dungeon, because there is so much happening in each of the rooms. You've got smells, there are lighting changes, people are jumping out at you. The actors move quite quickly, we do talk quite quickly as well. So what we wanted to do was make sure that we gave everybody an opportunity who maybe needed a bit more time in each room, and also let people feel the sets. We've got fantastic costumes, smell pots that smell like burnt witch. We have one that is sort of a smuggler's cave, because you go on a boat ride when you go in the dungeon. But we wanted to make sure that we gave people an opportunity to actually take that in a bit more at their leisure. The first touch tour we did, we only invited a few guests onto it so that we could stop and start and say, what would you like here? What sort of things would you like to do? We have Brian, who's come on our touch tour, and he very much felt that we shied away from sort of, we do pick on people and ask them to come up and help us. He was very much of the notion he would love to be picked up. He would love to be the person that came up, and we shouldn't be scared to do that. So I think it's just about asking people, what's your level? Some people are obviously not going to want to get picked on, but if you do, if you tell us at the start, is it a conversation we can have at the beginning of the tour, so that we know actually you'd really like to get involved, you'd really like to be the person who gets pulled up in our judge dock. So what we've done with the staff is just made sure that we communicate with the guests when they come in, and we don't sort of shy away from them and think that they don't want to experience the full immersive and interactiveness of the dungeon.
That's Edinburgh Dungeon manager Lindsay Hebert. So what's different about these touch tours? Let's head into the judge's room to find out.
So we have a judge pulpit where he is slightly raised up to show his class so you can see him. And we also have an area where our guest goes so that they can stand when they have been charged with a crime. Behind you, there is quite a large portrait of King James, the king at the time. And he thought that witches were definitely real, and they were definitely something that he needed to write a great big book about so that everybody knew exactly what a witch was and exactly how to find these witches and what to do with them when you had found them. So if I could lead you forward, I'm just going to take your hand. So this is the judge pulpit. Mm-hmm. So it's quite heavy, dark wood. So there are four steps that you're going to come to.
Yep.
Okay. And then in front of you, there is a book which has all of our crimes in it. So you can open that if you'd like.
Okay.
And that actually lights our face as well. There's a light inside there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I move your hand just over here, slightly to the buttons, if you want to press this top button. that is for stealing another man's horse. So this is where the actor stands. So this is the other view that the actor has. So the actor can see every single member of the audience, so they can sort of pick and choose who they'd like to pick on. And the person who you pick on comes up into the dock that's just next to us. They're very close to the judge. The judge can point at them and basically call them a wretch and tell them that they've done terrible, terrible things. I also have the actors with us. So this is Megan. She's playing Judgmental today. So if you want to move forward, Megan.
Yeah, okay.
So what we have in the costume here for Megan is, if I get you to touch that, is quite heavy velvet costume that we're using here to show the richness of the character. And then on Megan's head, I'll just lift your hand up there. Mm-hmm. She's wearing quite a traditional judge style wig.
Okay.
So it's long and it's curly and it's white. And it just gives the actors that definite presence of being someone in the judicial system.
So not just a traditional touch tour where items are brought to you. This time you get to walk round some of the rooms to get a real feel of the environment. That continues as we progress into the witch's room.
Instead of being a square room, this time we're in a circular room. So during the judge show, you get introduced to the theme of witches, and one of our guests is chosen to be the head witch, and she's going to be interrogated by our witch pricker. So again, we have that same painting of King James, but this time it's been slashed as if the witches have taken great umbrage to this man who has decided to hang them and burn them at the stake. In the centre of the room, there is a slightly raised platform. We have a stool that the guest sits on, and then we have a collection of boxes with a bucket on top of them, some books, and we have a chandelier up on the ceiling. This show is all about Agnes Finney was the baddest witch in town. So in her trial, it was said that she made things move inside the courtroom, that she was able to make it look as if the room was spinning, and that she had the power of levitation. So in this show, we've got a circular room, we spin the room, and the floor moves as well. And it's all done in choreographed sort of dance that she does, where when she points to the chandelier will move. When she points to the bucket will also move. She levitates as well. We have a platform which raises the witch up. Lots of things are sort of happening to you at one time. So if I move you forward slightly, I can show you where the center section is.
Okay.
And you can sort of feel where the middle action takes place. So it's a circle. Mm-hmm. And then if you pop your hand forward, then you can feel that's where the guest sits. So it's quite high up.
Yep.
And then if I move you slightly to this side here, and you can take one step up. And this is where the witch pricker stands. So this is Martin. He is our witch pricker. So he is dressed in all blacks and white. It's quite a pilgrimage kind of look. He's got a felt hat on. He basically, again, looks like someone who's got a bit of money. Our witch in here looks a bit disheveled. She's got a dirty face, dirty clothes. She's had a bit of torturing. We do also have a smell for this room as well. And this is the burnt witch smell. And I'll just put it just underneath your nose there, and you can have a wee sniff. There you go.
And trust me, be glad you do not have smelly vision. Some of those smell pots are disgusting. Anyway, we continue our walk through the darker side of Days Gone By, and I'm beginning to understand and appreciate what sighted visitors to the tour get from it. But perhaps there are some places you would not want to see.
In this area, we have a raised area again where our actor can stand. And on the stage, we have a torturer's chair. And this is not a very inviting chair. It's a very heavy wooden, splintered, blood-stained chair. So when we welcome our guest up, they're not usually in a hurry to get up and join us up on the stage here. This chair actually is fitted with water squirts. So when we rip your tongue out, we give you a little squirt just to add a final little bit of blood to the action, make it feel a bit realer. We have a brazier as well. A torturer would have always heated their tools. We also have a sort of bank of different torture implements that you could use. But the three that we use are a tongue tearer, a hook, and a chappy chopper. And a chappy chopper can't be used on the ladies. So if I get Megan to pass me over a couple of the torture implements, I can let you have a feel. There's like a long pair of pliers, the tongue tearer, so I'll just place them in your hand there. On this end here, you have the end where you would place the victim's tongue. You would then clamp it down, and then you would basically twist it until you extracted the person's tongue. So this is a slightly heavier one, so if I pop your hand there, and if you trail your hand along that way.
Yeah.
So that's the end. That's placed in the squishy part in the back of your victim's neck, either in their eye, in their ear, in their mouth, or perhaps up their bottom. And they would then be hoisted up, and they would be hung from the ceiling and wait for the inevitable. We have our chappy choppers,
which are quite a large, heavy prop again. If I just lift this section up, the little chappy would go in the wee hole there, and then this would come smashing down inch by inch.
Yeah.
We have another smell here. This is musty, like when you go into an old room that you've not been in for a while, or a wardrobe that's not been opened, and the clothes have that lovely musty smell. So I'm just going to pop that just a little bit under your nose there.
Yep.
Musty.
It is a fairy.
Do you want to go up on the stage? Do you want to touch anything else? Or do you want to move on to our cannibal cave?
I will spare you the cannibal's cave for now, so don't worry. But it's time to take to the foul streets with some terrified visitors.
The city is under attack from the silent assassin. In this year of our Lord, 1645, the plague has come to Edinburgh. Your only chance of survival is to stick in with me, the foul clinger. So come on, you lot, follow me this way to Mary King's Close. Bring out your
All visitors should be prepared to become part of the horrible spectacle, even those who are blind or partially sighted. So guess who was singled out?
The plague is one of the deadliest diseases known to man. It knows no bounds. I mean, some of you, you're looking fit as a fiddle. But some of you, oh, you've got the look of the reaper about you, so you do. Good God, what's your name?
Alan,
don't you come, Alan. Look at it. You're not looking well at all. Don't you come, Alan. Down here for me. Grant, you can stand with your back against that pillar there. Now, there you are, lovely. Now, don't you worry, Alan. You'll be fine. You'll be totally fine. Because Dr. Ray is on his way, and this is merely a preventative measure. Now then, Alan, hold your hand. That's what I'm saying. Oh! Did you know hear me say hold your hand? I'm trying to cleanse these streets. That's minging. I'm covered in pee. No!
Is he the doctor?
Does he look like the doctor?
Oh, no, doctor! Then Edinburgh's dead!
Look, it's no good for me in charge! Just be thankful she wasn't thrown out the solids this time, let's be honest. Actually, what's your name?
Michelle,
you're covered in pee, so you're coming with me, Michelle. Don't you come all the way down here, Michelle. You stand next to that minger, Alan. Now, don't you worry, you'll be fine. Absolutely fine, because Dr. Ray is on his way. You four will be taken to quarantine, to where the air is fresh and clear, away from these putrid, polluted streets. And don't you worry, I'll cleanse all traces of the infection by setting fire to your hooses, burning all your belongings, and you might want to thank me for burning your shoes for you, dear. Listen to those people that say, I've been locking them up with a plague and leaving them to die.
Well, as you can tell, I did make it out in one piece and no signs of the plague either. The Edinburgh Dungeon is running the Pilot Touch tours on a monthly basis at the moment. So how can people take part and help to develop the accessible experience? Here's manager Lindsay Hebert.
If the need is there for us to do more, then we're absolutely open to offering this experience on more than just once a month occasion. And also looking into doing things like offering a Braille guide so that when you get the guidebook, you can actually use it, you can actually utilise the tool. And then also look at investing more in the training that we give the staff so that this is something that we can offer on a more regular basis. So you can call Dungeon on 0131 240 1002 and that goes directly to me. And you can also email us, which is at lindsay.hebert@merlinentertainments.biz. So Lindsay Hebert is spelled Lyndsay dot Hebert, Hebert, at merlinentertainments.biz.
No one can escape the vengeance of